This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman out at the ball. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors.
Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee here on scoresbroadcast.com and simulcasting on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. We are here for a Saturday night non-conference game between the visiting New Bremen Cardinals and the home Rushi Raiders. And if the JV game is any indication, we may be in for a good one. It is tied 39-39. They are coming out of a timeout. I believe New Bremen has about a second and a half here to try to get a shot off, but a
full court too, so it's not. Yes. It's going to have to be some Duke against Kentucky play here.
But a battle between two good teams on hand in the varsity game. Rushi entering this one 8-3 overall, 5-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. New Bremen 10-2 overall and 4-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. We thank you for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com. And this is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Gaffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and also in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We thank these new sponsors in the last several months, Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-5130. Excuse me, that phone number is 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, and build real estate and develop as well. Phone 419-628-3107. And the cell phone shop in Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-560-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com are Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. They'll keep you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus, the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main Street in Rushi. And we also thank Precision Strip with regional locations in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, and Middletown, a new sponsor. Thank you, Precision Strip, founded in Minster in 1977. The JV overtime has progressed nicely here. It's already down to 55.6 seconds. I think the clock barely stopped at all during that. It did go to overtime. I was going to say that. It's kind of old news now with 55 seconds left. Yep. New Bremen is on top, 42-41.
Just hit a big three. I thought it was kind of quick into the set, but boy, he's about 25 feet out, buried it.
Wow.
Gave him the one-point lead.
Rushi at the free throw line just made a shot that ties it up with another one upcoming. We'll see if we'll get overtime number two here.
Well, at Claire Stinovo
Gymnasium. This is the first game of a busy weekend for us. Really a busy 24-hour stretch here on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, tonight's game between Rushi and New Bremen. Tomorrow, three games starting at 11 a.m. Botkins and Tri-Village battle at Flying to the Hoop down in Trent Arena. We will have that one. That is an 11:30 tip-off. We will be on live sharp at 11 a.m. here on Scores Broadcast and on WMVR. Then later in the day, we head up to Fort Laramie for their inaugural Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend Tournament. They have four games going on tomorrow. We're going to cover the last two here on Scores, starting with Anna and Springfield Catholic Central, who is state-ranked in Division IV. They were undefeated going into an Ohio Heritage Conference game last night. Did not see their score, so they may have one loss, but still, that should be a really good game. Big challenge for Anna. And then we will also be covering the nightcap with the host Fort Laramie Redskins playing at Tiffin Columbian, which is state-ranked in Division II. So a couple, three really good games. That Botkins-Tri-Village game tomorrow morning, Chuck.
Yeah.
Two state-ranked Division IV teams. Both were regional squads last year. Should be a fun one.
Should be a great game. I mean, Tri-Village lost nobody. Sarver is just one of the best shooters out there, and he's 6'4".
Yes.
So he can shoot over top of you. Botkins lost Dylan Topp last night to a knee injury, and that's going to be tough for them to overcome. They're going to have to pick it up with a couple of, you know, bench people and pick up the slack, because he was playing really good basketball the last four or five games.
Yes, and we saw that here on Scores in that game a week ago yesterday on Friday when Botkins went over to Jackson Center. He was a very big defensive presence in that game.
Yep.
And helped them shut out Jackson Center late in that contest. The good thing for those Trojans going forward, though, is they've got some height and they've got some younger kids that can potentially step up and take over top shoes. Jordan Herzog is one of them. Elijah Stewart, they both had great spaces. And, of course, the two Plymans are still there.
Yep.
Two great pieces to build any team around.
Oh, absolutely. And then you got Meyer, who I didn't realize that against Jackson Center, he had all 19 points for them in the first half.
It was incredible. On three-pointers and one free throw. It was absolutely incredible. And he solely kept them in that game. It's one of the more remarkable performances I have ever seen if in a high school game. As we know, he can shoot three-pointers, and that is another big benefit that Botkins has going forward, because they are far from just an inside team. And, of course, we saw that during the tournament run last year. Well, it looks like there will not be an overtime number two period here. New Bremen just fouled, trailing by one. They missed a shot and fouled as they were going for the rebound. So Rushi has the opportunity here to seal it up, although there is 3.2 seconds left. So never say never. Looking back at last night's games, starting with Rushi, they beat Houston 74-34, so they're coming in after a huge win. They were on top 22-8 at the end of the first quarter, used the 16-4 edge in the second to take a 38-12 halftime lead, and they outscored Houston 19-15 in the third quarter and 17-7 in the fourth. Braden Monin led Rushi with 15 points, while Hayden Quinter had 13. Braylon Cordonier had 11, and Ben Bowman had 10. Last night, New Bremen also was victorious in a lopsided manner. They beat Coldwater 71-45. That was in New Bremen. It was a tale of two halves because it was close in the first half and got lopsided in the second. 19-15 at the end of the first quarter. And the Cardinals then used an 11-10 edge in the second to push the lead to 30-25 at halftime. But they finished with a 22-14 edge in the third and 19-6 edge in the fourth to roll away with that game. Trevor Bergman led New Bremen with 12 points and he had 8 assists last night. While Reese Boosie had 11 points, Aaron Tiemann had 9, and David Holman, Nathan Rindler had 8 each. So balanced scoring for both of these squads in their contest last night. Other Shelby County games last night in the Shelby County League, Bodkins beat Anna 52-38. Anna was on top 14-4 at the end of the first quarter of that one, but it was all Bodkins after that. And Fort Laramie beat Jackson Center 45-21. A huge defensive performance for the Redskins in that game.
You just never know which Fort Laramie team you're going to get.
Yes, and that's something we've talked about. There has been a lot of parity this year. And a lot of results that will make you scratch your head.
At 21 points. I don't care how good you're playing defense. Boy, that's a bad offensive night for your basketball
yes,
team.
Yes, it absolutely was.
New Bremen just won on a great yes. inbounds play, and they threw in a three at the buzzer to win 45-44.
Yes, I'm sure you heard the crowd exploding behind us as I was saying that last sentence there. It was an incredible shot, and what a win for New Bremen. 45-44 victory over Rushi in the junior varsity game. The varsity game is going to be coming up here in a bit. Again, New Bremen entering this one 10-2 overall and 4-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. It's a race between them and Versailles so far.
Yep.
And Rushi enters this one 8-3 overall and 5-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, which is looking like a potential Bakken's breakaway, but Rushi is hoping to stay in it here,
yep.
hoping Bakken's can pick up some losses here late and get back in the race. You are listening to High School Basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. We have a one-minute radio station break coming up next. A one-minute radio station break coming up here in just a second. I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer, who will be back tomorrow for at least one game alongside Chuck McBee. And Chuck, welcome back here. Happy to have you.
Appreciate it. They tried to kill me in the hospital, but I'm too mean to die.
Well, coming up next is Rushi and New Bremen. We'll be back for our pregame coverage right after this one-minute radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium here in beautiful Rushi, Ohio. We are here for a non-conference game between the visiting New Bremen Cardinals and home Rushi Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 TAM FM WMVR. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here to bring you all the action tonight. Both teams now on the court warming up after that spectacular one-point overtime victory for New Bremen over Rushi in the JV game. Looking at some stats for both of these squads, for it's a balanced effort for both of these teams, as it was in their wins last night, as we just went over here a few minutes ago. Zane Chappie for Rushi averages 9.2 points per game. Hayden Quinter averages 10.8. Braden Monin averages 9.2. Xavier Filippo averages an even 9 points per game. And Ben Bowman averages 8.3 points per game, in addition to 5.4 rebounds per game. Hayden Quinter and Braden Monin also big rebounders. Quinter averages 6.3, and Braden Monin averages 5.4. And then, of course, there's a lot of key players off the bench for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier averages 4.5 a game, as does Ross Fissinger. So really balanced effort all the way around for the Rushi Raiders this season.
Yeah, they've been they don't have any real go-to guy. I think Chappie would be my guy down the stretch if you needed a basket. But they are so balanced. They do a great job defensively. They've always played good defensively. And I think of the only gym in the Shelby County League that I think the team has a home court advantage is this gym. There's just something about it. It's loud. It's yellow and blue. Too much Michigan looking stuff here for me. But I think that they do have an advantage to playing home games.
Yeah, you were right on top of the court here in this gymnasium, and there's not a lot of room behind the baskets before you hit the walls either. Really great environment, that is for sure. For New Bremen, Reese Boosie averages 12.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. Aaron Tiemann averages 7 points per game. Trevor Bergman and Nick Alec each average 8 points per game. And Nathan Rindler and David Holman each average 6 points per game. Rindler also averages 7 rebounds per game for the Cardinals. So another balanced effort there for the New Bremen Cardinals. And they've shown it a lot this year, Chuck, and some big wins, including one over Jackson Center right around Christmas New Year's time.
That's a good basketball team. I've only seen them once. I saw them, and the night I saw them play, Hoosie went down with an ankle injury at Fort Loramie, and they caught Loramie. There's really good Loramie, and there's really bad Loramie, and they caught Loramie on a good night, and they lost by like 15, 16 points in that game. It ended up, but Boosie didn't play after the second quarter.
That says a lot for, again, how balanced New Bremen can be as well with all those key players contributing. It's going to be an interesting matchup between these two. At a given time, all five guys on the court for either or one of these squads can score.
Yep.
They can defend. They can rebound. So it should be interesting to see what type of game we're going to have, how fast-paced going to be. I saw New Bremen play a really fast-paced game against Anna way back on the first weekend of the season, and Anna got out to a huge lead, and I think New Bremen scored like 17 points in a row, took off from there.
Yeah, they like to play an up-tempo game, but they can play both, and that's the mark of a well-coached basketball team. Rushi also, really good coaching staff. You can see it in the freshman game, the JV game, and we're going to see it in the varsity game. These kids are well schooled.
Absolutely. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components too. First for New Bremen, as we talked about, when you have a dynamite player like Reese Boosie, who also has some height, standing 6'4", he has to be able to get his looks tonight and take over on the inside, which is an area where Rushi at times has seen a little bit of struggle. So if Boosie can get going, that'll be a big building component for the New Bremen Cardinals. And for Rushi, the key thing tonight is consistency. We have seen that for the Raiders a couple of times this season, including a game against Anna, which you guys broadcast back between Christmas and New Year's. Rushi led for three quarters, and it was all Anna in the fourth quarter. Rushi almost looked like they went asleep
for a bit. Yeah, they did. Yeah, and it was, I mean, that's the type of Anna they got. You get Finkenbein on a roll, and you get Ambus on a roll, and they can score against anybody. But this Rushi team, they don't have a lot of size, but they really battle and they don't really get out-rebounded. So, I mean, that just shows what kind of toughness the kids have.
Absolutely. And if those guards for Rushi can get inside, rebound, and deny New Bremen some second chance shots, that will be a huge building component for the Raiders. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hi again, I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. We are here on scoresbroadcast.com for a big non-conference game between New Bremen and Rushi. We have a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, and that is the cell phone shop in North Dayton. They are a fantastic repair service. In fact, they just fixed up our fearless leader's phone, Jack Kramer. He raved about the job they did, so you should be sure to check out the cell phone shop here in North Dayton, which we will hear from right now on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop, Dayton.com. Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com. This is ScoresBroadcast.com, simulcasting on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. I am Bryant Billing, in for Jack Kramer tonight, alongside Chuck McPhee, and we are here for a non-conference matchup between New Bremen and Rushi. New Bremen 10-2 overall entering this game. Rushi 8-3. Both were victorious in lopsided fashion last night in conference games. And it should be a nice matchup here between these two squads as we just went over their key building components. And looking at that JV game, if it's any indication, we could be in for a big one. An overtime contest that New Bremen won on a huge three-pointer as time expired in overtime.
Nothing like a buzzer beater to excite the crowd.
These two squads have met a lot recently. New Bremen has won the last two games. Last season, New Bremen beat Rushi by a score of 60-46. And 2 years ago, New Bremen won a matchup 62-49. The squads have met 16 times in the last 22 years. Rushi leads 9-7 over that span of time, but New Bremen has won six of the last seven meetings. So if recent history is any indication, it could be another New Bremen win.
Well, but it could be, yeah. It's really neat, though, to have the Shelby County League and the MAC so close together.
Absolutely.
And that gives them perfect non-league games to play. They don't have to go search. And like Laramie did in football, have to go to, to California and Arizona to play their games. So I love the MAC-Shelby County League matchups on Saturday nights.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take hardly any time at all to get from New Bremen to Rushi. So good visiting crowd here, and that makes sense based on that short drive that the New Bremen Cardinals fans had. We are about 2.5 minutes away from tip-off here at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. We're going to pause for a commercial break in a little bit. But again, looking at the stats for these two squads this year, tremendous shooting percentages overall from these two teams. Rushi has several players who shoot better than 45% from the floor. And New Bremen is also a very decent shooting team as well. The big area, though, Chuck, that I'm sure Coach Corey Stevens would like the squad to improve on is free throw shooting. They shoot 59% from the line.
That's a little low for a good varsity basketball team, for sure.
And when you're in a lot of close games, they can come back to bite you. And New Bremen has had their share of close games this season. We talked a little bit about that Jackson Center game. That was a 56-53 victory for New Bremen at Jackson Center. They also just edged Delta St. John's in a MAC game 40-38 last week. And they had a close contest against Minster, 46-42. So that's something they'll want to watch as they head closer into tournament time, because that can make the difference. Of course, they're no strangers to that, as they made a nice run last year and had a couple of close games, including a big regional semi game where a buzzer beater worked out well for them.
Well, they go to the northeast region. They do not come down to where Botkins and
yes.
So, but that's going to be nasty up there. I saw St. Henry when they played Laramie, and they got their first win, and I'm thinking, fair team. Boy, have they gotten on a roll since then.
They absolutely have, that's for sure. National Anthem is coming up close here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We're going to step away from that. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups, and we will get this contest underway. This is ScorersBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. And we are here for the New Bremen Cardinals taking on the Rushi Raiders in a non-conference contest. Starting lineups are being announced right now, and we are moments away from tip-off. And speaking of starting lineups, we have them first for New Bremen, which is the visitors. You have a 5'11" senior guard in Trevor Bergman, a 6'1" senior guard in Nick Allen, a 6'4" senior guard forward combo in Reese Boosie, a 6'6" senior post in Nathan Rindler, and a 6'2" junior guard in David Holman. And now for the home Rushi Raiders, a 6'2" sophomore guard Hayden Quinter, a 6'1" sophomore guard Braden Monin, a 6'1" freshman forward Braylon Cordonier, a 6'0" junior forward Xavier Filippo, and a 6'3" junior forward Ben Bowman. Both teams out on the court now, and we are getting ready for tip-off, where it will be Rindler going up against the freshman. Oh, no, excuse me. That is Hayden Pointer, the sophomore out there, 6'2 guard. And the tip goes to Rushi, and we are underway here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi working the ball up court. Monin has it. He throws it over on the right wing to Filippo. Filippo back to the top of the key to Cordonier. Hands it off to Quinter. Quinter looks. He throws the pass back out to the top of the key to Cordonier. And Cordonier takes it right up the lane and hits a shot to give the Raiders a 2-0 lead with 7:30 left. New Bremen now looking to answer. Back down on their end. On the right wing, it's Bergman. Bergman drives inside. He stops, pivots, throws it back out to Rindler. Rindler with it. He throws it back out on the left wing to Bergman. Bergman dribbles top the key, throws a bounce pass to Boosie. Boosie throws a pass inside to Rindler. Rindler puts a shot off the glass. He cannot get it to fall. Rushi with the rebound quickly, working the ball back down to their end. Quinter with it. He throws it to the top of the key to Monin. Monin with it. He throws it over to Filippo. Filippo inside on his knees trying to pass it. He gets it to Monin on the left wing. Monin dribbles inside, throws a bounce pass over to Quinter, puts up a shot. It's no good. New Bremen fights for the rebound and quickly works the ball back down to its end of the court. Bergman dribbles, throws inside to Rindler. He has a shot blocked.
Quinter, boy, that was a heck of a block.
And Quinter giving up a couple of inches there, but still able to get off the ground and block that. Rushi gets the rebound. They work the ball back down to their end. And at the top of the key with a fantastic three-pointer is Braden Monin. Rushi on top, 5-0 now, with 6-12 and counting left in the first quarter. New Bremen working it with their end. Rindler throws inside to Holman. Holman goes back over to Rindler, puts a shot up. It is no good. Rushi with the rebound. The Raiders work it back down to their end. Quinter throws it over on the right wing to Monin. Monin goes over to Bowman. Bowman goes back out, and they work the ball back to Bowman now. He's over in the right corner, dribbles around the arc, throws a pass to the top of the key to Filippo. Filippo goes over on the left wing to Hayden Quinter, and Quinter knocks the three down, nothing but net. Just like that, Rushi on top, 8-0. New Bremen working the ball slowly down now. They're trying to get their first basket.
Good start by Rushi, shooting the basketball.
Holman with it, top of the key. They throw a pass back out on the left wing to Bergman, who fires up a three. It's no good. We have a foul called on the rebound. Looks like it's going to be going against the Cardinals.
Boy, that's a 30-foot shot. You can get that any time. You're down 8-0. You need to run some offense there.
5:15 and counting. Rushi on top of New Bremen, 8-0. Quinter takes it across half court. He throws it over on the left wing to Filippo. Filippo goes back over to Cordonier. He drives inside, falls down as he's shooting. Shot is no good. New Bremen with the rebound. They work it quickly back down to their end. Rindler puts up a shot. It's blocked. That's the second block the Raiders have had already today.
That was Bowman.
Rushi with the rebound, and they get the ball back to their end of the court. Quinter with it, drives inside, and we have a whistle. Looks like that will be another foul against New Bremen, which quickly has picked up their second foul here in about 30 seconds from when they picked up their first. 4:46 left in the first quarter. Rushi up 8-0. They're getting the ball from underneath their own basket after that foul. There is an inbounds pass. Oh, he can't knock it down. It was Monin with it, but he gets the put back there. It is all Rushi so far. And the scoreboard shows it a 10-0 lead for the Raiders with 4:38 left in the first quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Come on, boy.
Rushi 10, New Bremen nothing with 4:38 left in the first quarter here in this non-conference matchup. Raiders just looking tremendous so far, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing well on both ends of the floor, and New Bremen not really getting good shots.
The Cardinals with it, they're trying to get it, and we have a foul called. Bussey had it inside. He was unable to get a shot off before he was fouled. That goes against Rushi. That's their first. So New Bremen will now take it in from under its own basket. Bergman throws a bounce pass in. He was looking for Rindler. They're fighting for it, and we have a whistle blown. We'll see what the call is. We're going with a jump ball here. Possession arrow currently is in New Bremen's favor, so they'll keep it and try to work it in again.
Well, they've got him at 6'6", and they throw the ball down around his ankles. That's not conducive to getting the basket.
Bergman with it. He throws it over on the left wing to Bussey. He throws it inside to Holman, who puts up a shot. It is no good. There's Rushi with the rebound. And the Raiders go to work on their end. From the right wing, Filippo puts up a three. It's no good. There's Holman with the rebound for the Cardinals. He throws it over to Bergman. And they go to work. On the right corner is Nick Alec. Alec throws a bounce pass back over after he drove inside to the left corner. And there is Bussey. Bussey looks, throws it over to Bergman. Bergman, right wing. He hands it off to Holman. Holman goes inside. He lost control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. Rushi will take it in. 3:39 left in the first quarter. Rushi on top, 10-0. New Bremen cannot get anything going offensively.
Well, I want to give credit to Rushi. Their man-to-man defense has been stifling.
The Raiders take it out, and they'll try to extend their lead here.
They also have three block shots in the first
yes,
quarter.
Yes, that helps. Dave Borchers, Rushi's coach, yells out instructions, and the Raiders go to work. Going along the baseline. I couldn't see it because he fired the pass so fast, but the pass went to Filippo, and Filippo laid the shot off the glass. Did you see who had that assist
there? I did
there?
Not see who got the assist.
Yeah, he was blocked from our angle. We're here at center court at Rushi.
Great pass.
It was, and that set up Ben Wells for New Bremen, who's just come in off the bench. He made a three, and that is New Bremen's first shot of the game. 12-3, Rushi lead with 2:55 and counting left in the first quarter. Monin on the right wing. With it, the Raiders working around. Now in the left quarter, Ross Bissinger has it. Bissinger throws it back out to Monin. Monin at the top of the key. New Bremen fans wanted to travel. There's no call. Monin still has it. He dribbles over to the right wing, and they throw some passes over to Fissinger. He has it three from the left wing, 15-3. Rushi lead now. The Raiders hitting everything. New Bremen not hitting and struggling to even get a shot off.
That's the third three in the first quarter for the Raiders.
New Bremen back down on its end, now trying to get something going. With it on the left wing now for the Cardinals is Aaron Thiemann, who also came in after that last timeout. Thiemann throws it across court. And there at the top of the key now for the Cardinals, getting another three, is Nick Alec. 15-6, Alec's three cuts that gap down to 1:50 and counting. Quick first quarter. Not a lot of stoppages in play. Monin with the top of the key dribbles inside. He throws it back over to Fissinger, who dribbles inside and gets a shot to fall. 17-6, that pushes Rushi's lead. Minute 31 and counting left. Back down for the Cardinals. They go inside and throw up a shot. I believe that was Dylan Bambauer that threw that shot up. It was no good, and we have a foul on New Bremen after that. So Rushi will take it out from underneath of its own basket with 1:27 left in the first quarter. They are on top by 11 points. Monin dribbles it slowly across half court for the Raiders. He throws a pass over to Shappy. Shappy with it. Pivoting, he throws a pass back over to Monin. Monin, top of the key. Tries dribbling inside. He nearly falls down. But he's able to throw a pass back over to Fissinger to save it near half court on the opposite side. We have a whistle here. That is a foul on New Bremen. That is their fourth. So Rushi will take it in from across the court from us here at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium.
You say that very well.
I've had a lot of practice writing it over the years, that's for sure. Rushi throws a pass inbounds to Quinter underneath the basket. He puts a shot up. No good. New Bremen gets the rebound. Races back down the court, and they are going to work now. With it is Holman. Holman goes back outside to Bambauer, who puts up a three. It's no good. New Bremen gets the rebound. They put a shot back up. It falls, but they say the foul happened before the shot. So the Cardinals will now take it in from under their own basket. And that is a basket the Cardinals definitely would have liked to have had.
It. Yeah, absolutely could have used that good rebound. And I'm not sure if that was the correct call or not.
Couple of substitutions here during that stoppage of play, but New Bremen works it back in now to Holman. Holman with it at the free throw line. He throws it back out in the left wing, and they're hitting a three-pointer is Connor Sheeb. a 5'11" junior guard. A two-pointer that was.
Number two.
Okay.
It was Tiemann.
Oh, that was Tiemann. Yeah. Sorry. Aaron Tiemann for the Cardinals that made that one. 17-9 lead for Rushi over New Bremen. The Raiders working it back down on their end. Ben Bowman has it at the top of the key. He throws it over to Fissinger. Fissinger goes back over to Cordonier. Cordonier throws the pass back out to Quinter at the top of the key. 7 seconds and counting left. And there is a charge called on Quinter.
Dropped his shoulder. They're going to call that on you every time.
So New Bremen trailing 17-9 with 5.4 seconds left. They'll have the opportunity here before the buzzer to try to cut this gap a little bit. Some substitutions being made. Both coaches yelling out instructions. New Bremen works it in. Working it across half court is Bergman. Bergman keeps it. He launches a three-pointer before the buzzer. It is not good. So that is how we end the first quarter. Rushi leads New Bremen 17-9 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Welcome back to Rushi. The Raiders on top of New Bremen 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. We're getting ready to start the second.
Five kids from Rushi scored in the first quarter.
We talked about the balanced scoring both of these squads had, and Rushi was the one to show it there in the first quarter. Rushi gets the ball to start this second quarter as they will try to extend their lead here quickly. With it inside for the Raiders is Cordonier. Cordonier makes a pass, and they are making a jump shot for the Raiders.
Braden Monin.
Yep.
A great pass that time by Cordonier.
Back down on New Bremen's end for a three from the right wing is Ben Wells. It's no good. Rushi gets the rebound and races back up court. On the right wing, left wing, is Fissinger. He drives inside, puts up a shot. It's no good, but there for the rebound and putback is Cordonier. 21-9 lead for the Raiders now. 7-10 and counting left in the second quarter. New Bremen working it slowly on their end. Wells has it. Ben Wells, he throws a pass over the right wing to Bergman. Bergman dribbles inside, pivots, throws a pass over on the right wing to Rindler. Rindler with it. He throws a pass. It hits Monin right in the face. Rushi has it, but there, stealing it away is Holman. He puts up a shot. No good, but he was fouled as he shot.
My goodness.
That woke Monin up if he wasn't already awake. Oh, the foul goes on New Bremen here?
Yeah, on the rebound. That's weird.
Okay.
I didn't see that. I saw it the same way you did.
So Rushi gets it from underneath New Bremen's basket. They throw it in to Monin, who is now working it back across half court. Monin with it. He throws the pass over to Cordonier. Cordonier looks over and throws the pass to Monin. Monin left wing. They throw it over in the right corner to Fissinger. Fissinger with it. Throws a pass inside. There is a shot. He nails it. That was Cordonier.
Wow.
23-9.
Since I saw him the one time, he has improved a lot. I don't see Shappy. I don't see him out there. And I don't see him on the bench. Did he start the game? He's number two, right?
Yes. That's a good notice. And no, I did not see him either.
That was Bergman for the basket there.
Yes, as I was looking for Chaffee, but Bergman makes the basket for New Bremen. Rushdie with a quick answer. It was Fissinger, but he is called for a charge on that, so wipe that one off. But New Bremen still comfortably ahead, 23-11. Excuse me, Rushdie still comfortably ahead, 23-11, with 5:56 left in the second quarter. New Bremen will be taking the ball out from under their own basket. They throw the pass in. It is Bergman working it across half court. And he throws it back over. And gets the ball back and drives inside. Puts up a shot. They call a charge on him.
Absolutely.
So that's the second straight basket we're erasing. And Rushdie will now take it in from under its own basket. Monin with it for the Raiders. He's being guarded by Bergman, but he dribbles across half court, throws it over in the left wing to Sam York, who's come in off the bench, and the Raiders lose it. New Bremen races back up the court. Bergman has it. He puts up a shot. It's no good. New Bremen fans want a foul, but no call there. Rushdie with the rebound. They go to work on their end. And there is a basket by the Raiders. That was York, correct?
No, that was Cordonier.
That was, yeah, that was not...
He's got 8 points now.
Yes, Braylon Cordonier, the 6'1" freshman forward. And he goes to the free throw line as he was fouled while shooting it, so he'll have a chance to extend that impressive first half he's having.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say again, boy, has he improved from the first time I saw him play.
Cordonier had a good game last night as well. He scored 11 points in the Raiders' 74-34 victory over Houston. Here's the free throw. It rolls in. So Rushdie's lead with that free throw goes up to 26-11 with 5:07 and counting left in the second quarter. New Bremen goes to work with the team and has it. He throws a pass over in the left wing to Alec. Alec puts up a three. It's no good. We have a foul called as the teams are going for a rebound. It is on New Bremen, who picked up a seventh foul, and we will have a 1-1 here for the Raiders.
And it's Flippo going to go to the line for the 1-1.
Filippo, a 6'4" junior forward, also an outstanding baseball player for the Raiders, too. First free throw is up. It's no good. There for the rebound is Bergman. Bergman works to the back across half court. Throws a pass over to Thiemann on the right wing. Thiemann dribbles inside, puts up a shot off the glass. It's good. And the foul is on Rushdie during the shot. Basket counts. And he will go to the line for the opportunity to extend this to a three-point play. 26-13 lead for Rushdie over New Bremen. Thiemann's free throw is up, and it got some help from the rim there.
A lot of rim.
And falls in. So Rushdie now works it back across their court, but hey, popping it out from behind was Alec. New Bremen keeps it, races back across the court. Thiemann with it, dribbles along the right side baseline. They throw a pass back out to Tate Roetkerman. Ball knocked away, but New Bremen recovers, and they fire a series of passes. Finally putting up a shot is Bergman from way back. It's no good. There for the rebound is Bowman from Rushdie. Cordonier working it back across the court. They throw a pass over to Filippo. Filippo goes over on the left wing to Patrick Bowman, who puts up a shot. It is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and New Bremen's going to keep it.
I think that would have been he would have made that if he was two rows up into the seats. That's how far he overshot the ball. It is hard to shoot the ball from the corner. You don't have the same background that you have with the backboard up there.
Patrick Bowman in now for Rushdie as we've had some substitutions continuing. In fact, there's a couple of more coming back in as Fissinger, and just like that, Patrick Bowman's going back out.
They might talk to him about that shot.
Yes. New Bremen works it across half court. Bergman has it. He throws it over to Holman. Holman goes back to Bergman. They exchange again. Holman now looks, throws it over along the left wing to Busey. He throws it back over to Nick Alec, who hits a three from the left wing. That cuts the gap back down to single digits, 26-17. The Raiders are on top.
Well, Rusey changed to a zone that time, and the good ball movement got Alec wide open for a three.
The Raiders working it back down on their end. Dribbling inside from the right wing is Quinter, and we have a whistle. Foul against New Bremen. Rusch will be heading to the free throw line. Fissinger had the ball when the foul was called, so he will be going to the free throw line. That is the ninth team foul for the Cardinals. We still have 3:26 left in the second quarter. Fissinger's first free throw is no good. Second one is coming up. Fissinger, one of a couple of key bench players for the Raiders. He averages 4.6 points per game. Second free throw is up. It goes through nothing but net. Rusci goes on top by 10 with 3:24 and counting left in the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Holman throws the pass inside to Bergman, and Bergman gets a shot to fall. That cuts the gap back down to 27-19. 8 points. Rusci working back down on their end. Could have been a travel. The officiating crew
can't fall down with the basketball. That is an automatic travel.
But Rusci keeps it, and they go back to work. Cordonier has it. He fires the pass over to Fissinger. Fissinger goes over to Quinter on the right wing. The Raiders throw in some more passes. They work it inside to Ben Bowman. He puts a shot off the glass. No good. Gets the rebound. Puts up the shot. Partially blocked, but he's got it again. He fires a pass over. Was looking for Filippo. And the ball goes out of bounds off of a New Bremen player. Rusci's going to keep it.
Well, Bowman got blocked twice, but to his credit, boy, he stayed with it and then got the ball back to Rusci.
Yes, was that Rendler who was guarding him there?
Yeah, he had two blocks on the same play.
And Bowman, who is 6'3", giving up 3 inches, but still able to come down with the rebounds there despite being blocked. The Raiders work it inside. Fissinger on the left wing throws a pass back over on the right side to Cordonier. He tried to throw a pass. The ball went out of bounds off of a New Bremen player. Rusci will try to take it in again from under its own basket. Coach Borchers yelling in some instructions. The Raiders work it back out to Quinter. Quinter, top of the key. Looking, he throws a pass over on the left wing to Cordonier. Cordonier goes back to Monin. Monin goes over to Fissinger. Fissinger goes over and throws a pass to Cordonier. Cordonier goes to Fissinger. Fissinger goes back out to the top of the key to Quinter, who puts up a shot. It's no good. Fighting for the rebound there is Quinter. He puts up another shot. Almost rolled in, but rolled back out at the last second. New Bremen gets the rebound. They work the ball back up quick, but they throw it right away.
Yep. Tell you what, that was scary for two of the cheerleaders of that pass. That's how bad that pass was.
It was. It was a bullet that went right out and hit near where Rushi's cheerleaders are standing. So Rusci gets the ball back. 1:38 and counting left in the second quarter. They are on top, 27-19. Cordonier, top of the key. He throws it over to Fissinger, who has the ball knocked away. But no one touched it after that New Bremen player knocked it away. It rolls out of bounds across the court, so the Raiders will inbound it from there. Nice crowd here tonight, Chuck.
Yeah.
Especially considering the Cincinnati Bengals are playing in the playoffs tonight. Rusci's inbounds pass is errant. It hits off of the underside of the glass, goes out of bounds, and New Bremen is now going to get to take it in from under Rusci's basket with a minute 26 left.
Jack, if you're listening, send Bryant the score of the Bengals game. My phone doesn't work in here, so don't send it to me.
New Bremen will take it in with a minute 26 left. Bergman gets it, and he works it across half court. Bergman goes over to Busey with it. He throws a pass over to Tiemann. Tiemann, right wing. Throws it inside to Busey. Busey dribbles back out. They throw a pass to Holman. He puts up a shot, falls down. Shot's not close. Rushi gets the rebound. Cordonier had it near half court, and he was fouled. That is the 10th team foul for New Bremen. And Cordonier is now going to go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. First free throw is up. It's good. Second one coming up. That first free throw pushes the lead to 9 points. Cordonier dribbles. Here's the second free throw. It falls through. Nothing but net. 28-19. I guess I was incorrect in that. There it is. They hadn't added it. There's the second one. 29-19. 10-point lead for Rushi. And we have a foul quickly back down on New Bremen's end. New Bremen player was shooting. Picking up the foul for Rushi is Sam York. And going to the free throw line for the Cardinals is David Holman. First shot is no good. And yeah, as
a line drive.
Yep. As you can tell from Chuck's reaction there, it was not close. He'll try to make it on the second time. We talked about in the pregame, Chuck, how New Bremen not shooting too hot from the free throw line this season, despite being a really good 10-2 team. Here is Holman's second free throw. That one much better, goes through, nothing but net. And that cuts the gap to 29-20 with 56.5 seconds left. Rushi working the ball back across half court. And we have an offensive foul there. That was Braden Monum with the ball there. And that was as clear as day on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the pressure on you, and sometimes you have a tendency, just your natural reaction is to try to push him off. And he did, and he got caught.
Yes, he did. So New Bremen back with it. 47 seconds and counting. With it on the left wing is Alec. Alec throws the pass back out to Holman. Holman wants to go inside, but he goes back out on the top of the key and throws the pass over the left wing to Tiemann. The Cardinals lose control of the ball. Rushi gets it, but they're stealing it away is Holman. He throws the pass over to Alec, who is still back down on this side of the court. And Alec gets that shot to fall to cut Rushi's lead to 29-22 with 20 seconds and counting left in this second quarter. Reminder, we have a radio station timeout coming up here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi looking to go for one shot here. Filippo fires a three. It hits off the rim. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. New Bremen comes away with it. They fire a half-court shot that does hit off the back of the rim. One of the closer heaves you'll see, but still was not close enough. And Rushi maintains a lead at halftime, 29-22, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little to no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. I am Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McPhee here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are going to step away for a radio station timeout. That is a 2-minute radio station break. We'll be back right after this on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why, obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi on top of New Bremen 29-22. Halftime is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. We have stats here that are provided, presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. Here's Chuck.
Well, Rushi has a 17-8 rebounding advantage and 6-1 on the offensive boards. That's a key to the first half with a 7-point lead. Five turnovers for the Raiders, only four for the Cardinals. Free throw shooting, the Raiders 4 of 6, and New Bremen 2 of 3 individual scoring for New Bremen. They were led by Nick Allig with 8. They got 6 from Tiemann, 4 from Bergman, 3 from Ben Wells, and a free throw from David Homan. They scored 9 and 13, 22 for the first half. Rushi was led by the freshman Braylon Cordonier with 11. Then they got 7 out of Braden Monin, 6 from Ross Fissinger, 3 from Quinter, and 2 from Flippo. They scored 17 and 12, and they lead it 29-22 at the half.
It's absolutely incredible with the way this game started, Chuck, that this is just a 7-point deficit. You got to credit New Bremen there for finding some offensive life as that wore on.
Yeah, I mean, Rushi just started the game on fire, and then they cooled off offensively in the second quarter, and some of that had to do with the defense New Bremen's playing. I think it's going to go down to the wire. I think it's going to be a close game second half.
I think you're absolutely right. What was that, the first 10 or 12 points Rushi scored?
I think it was 10 to nothing.
10 to nothing, and I think it was Alec who got the first three to break that scoreless streak for New Bremen. Halftime has been presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in
2019, AAG renovated the B Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
And welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium here at Rushi High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. 29-22 lead for the Raiders over New Bremen here as we are wrapping up halftime. Both teams back out on the court, and we are about 2 minutes away from the resumption of our coverage. But we want to thank tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, price right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And we also thank our new sponsors here the last several months on scoresbroadcast.com, the Family Resource Center, online at frcohio.com, Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna, online at victorshealth.com, and the Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, phone 937-492-5130, as well as Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster, phone 419-628-3107, and the cell phone shop on Harshman Plaza in Harshman Road, south of Needmore in North Dayton. call 937-567-0878. And there were a few fouls in the first half. We make it 13 seconds into the second half and get our first foul of the second half called. That was against Rushi. New Bremen had it to start, and they are now taking the ball in from underneath of its own basket, and there is another foul just like that against Rushi as soon as the ball comes in. So Rushi, 15 seconds into the second half, has two fouls, and New Bremen will once again try to take it in from under its own basket.
Well, when we were going through the scoring, the one name that was not in there, Reese Boosie, did not score in the first half.
That's incredible, yeah. New Bremen's leading scorer, he's averaging about 12 points per game heading into this one, 12.5 to be exact. The Cardinals work the ball in. Holman has it. He throws it back out to Bergman at the top of the key. Bergman hands it off to Boosie. He throws it back over to Tiemann, and they lose control of it. Rushi comes away with it, and the Raiders work it back down across half court. Quinter from the top of the key throws it over on the right wing to Filippo. Filippo throws the pass in traffic. It's knocked loose, but Rushi recovers. There with it is Cordonier. He dribbles alongside the right side, goes inside, tries to put up a reverse layup. No good, but there for the rebound and put back is Filippo.
Hit the board!
That pushes Rushi's lead to 31-22 with 6:54 and counting left in the third quarter. That was our first basket of this third quarter. Alec with it on the left wing. He throws it to the top of the key to Boosie. Boosie with it throws it back out, and it goes out of bounds. He was trying to throw it to Alec, but Alec couldn't come up with it. Across from us, near half court, and Rushi will now take it in from there. Quinter has it. He works across half court, goes inside. He wants to shoot. He's pivoting. Now he's looking for someone to pass to, and he finds Cordonier back out on the right wing. He had it. It was knocked loose by Holman out of bounds. But Rushi will keep possession. The Raiders taking it in from in front of their own bench. They throw it into Fissinger. Fissinger, right wing, throws it into the right corner. Back to Filippo. Filippo goes back to Quinter on the right wing. Filippo dribbles inside, loses control of it, goes out of bounds, and New Bremen will get the ball back.
Yeah. He lost a little control, dribbled it off his foot, and bounced it out of bounds.
Rushi again scored the first 10 points of this game, and we're essentially at a stalemate since then. Rushi on top, 31-22. New Bremen trying to work into that there with a three-pointer from the right wing as Alec. It's no good. The squads were fighting for a rebound, and we have a foul called.
That's going to be on Ben Bowman. He came flying in.
And that is Rushi's third team foul of this third quarter, so they're picking him up quick in the second half. That'll be something to watch as we go forward. They're firing up a three after getting the inbounds pass was Bergman, and he knocks it down. Nothing but net.
That was right in rhythm. That's a good shot.
31-26, Rushi leads New Bremen here on scoresbroadcast.com. Quinter has it on the right wing. He throws it over to Filippo. Filippo dribbles inside, then goes back outside to Quinter. Quinter puts up a shot, no good, but he was fouled as he shot, so he'll go to the free throw line.
They don't get fouled every time.
And that was Boosie picking up that foul. And
he bailed him out because there was no way he's making that shot.
Is that his third foul? Chuck, I couldn't... I think that is according to the scoreboard, if that is accurate. So he is, as you mentioned just a bit ago, hasn't scored and picking up some fouls here. Yeah. So New Bremen staying in this game with Rushi having shut him down.
Well, Coach Stevens is giving him a little bit of a pep talk now as he comes and sits with the third foul.
That foul shot was good. Rushi now on top, 33-25 with 5:33 and counting left in the third quarter. New Bremen works the ball back down to its end. Bergman with it left wing. He throws a pass over in the left corner to Ben Wells. Ben Wells goes opposite side to Holman. Holman fires up a three in and out. There with the rebound is Cordonier. for Donyer. Works it across half court. Goes inside. Loses control of it. It was partially knocked away. New Bremen comes up with it. Alec races back down and gets a layup with 5:03 and counting. New Bremen within 33-27. Closest this game has been. Rushi now working back down on its end. Cordonier goes back to the top of the key to Filippo. Filippo back to Cordonier, who fires up a three. Off the rim, no good. He gets his own long rebound and throws it back out to Quinter on the left wing. Quinter goes inside to Ben Bowman, and we have a foul called as a New Bremen player was trying to take it away. And that was Rindler who picked up that foul. New Bremen all of a sudden has two fouls. They picked theirs up quickly. Rushi will take it in from under its own basket with 4:41 left in the third quarter. They have a six-point lead. After they got their big early lead, they have been ahead by double digits for most of the night. And there is a scrum for the ball after the inbounds pass.
That's going to be a foul on Jordan Meyer. You cannot jump on the player on the floor to get the tie-up.
And New Bremen will take it in from right in front of Rushi's student section. Bergman gets it, and he works across half court, and the Cardinals go to work. Alec has it on the left wing. He throws it over to Tiemann. Tiemann goes back across the court to Bergman, who dribbles inside. Throws a pass back out to Tiemann, who puts up a three from the right corner and gets it to fall. Nothing but net. And just like that, it is a three-point game, 33-30. Rushi is clinging to a lead over New Bremen here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We thank our additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wirkins in Fort Laramie, there's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Myring and Companies, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports in Fort Laramie, they keep you moving forward. And Rushi sponsors the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gym of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main Street in Rushi. Rushi got the ball coming out of that timeout. Quinter put up a shot. It was no good. The ball goes out of bounds after that shot, after the players were fighting for it. And Rushi is going to keep possession, so they will throw it in from under their own basket. 3:59 left in the third quarter. Rushi clinging to a three-point lead. They've led by 10, 11 or so for most of this game. 8, 9, 10, or 11, spread stayed for most of that first half. Rushi gets the ball into Quinter. Quinter, top of the key, dribbling. He's being guarded by Bergman. Quinter throws a pass back out to the right wing to Filippo. Filippo goes inside, puts up a shot. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. So he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And that was Aaron Tiemann who picked up that foul. The trend of the first half with a lot of fouls is continuing here in the second. Rushi has four team fouls. And New Bremen has three after that one. Filippo's first free throw is up and good. Second one coming up. Filippo, a 6'0" junior guard, averages 9 points per game. He is shooting 76.5% from the free throw line. Second shot up, through, nothing but net. That pushes Rushi's lead to 5 points with 3:45 left in the third. Lou Bremen will try to answer. Back down on its end. Ben Wells has it on the left wing. The Cardinals work it back over to Thiemann on the right wing. Thiemann back across court to Bergman, who puts up a three from the left wing. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds as the squads were fighting for it. Last off of New Bremen. Rushi will get it from under the New Bremen basket.
That was a bomb that time by Bergman, just off the rim.
Yes, it was. With it for Rushi on the left wing is Braden Monin. Monin dribbles back out near half court. He's being guarded by Bergman. And he throws the pass over to Quinter. Quinter dribbles all the way inside, puts up a shot, and gets it to fall. What a beauty, Chuck.
Yeah, good drive to the basket, and good job of using the rim to protect your shot for the block.
That basket pushes Rushi's lead to 37-30 with 2:57 and counting left in the third quarter. They have scored the last 5 points. New Bremen trying to answer, and they do, right on cue. Trevor Bergman hits a three from the left wing. That cuts the gap back down to four with 2:42 and counting left.
That's the seventh three made by the Cardinal tonight.
And that is helping them stay in this contest. Rushi back down on its end. There at the top of the key is Monin. He puts up a shot off the rim. No good. There for the rebound for New Bremen is Wells, and the Cardinals work it back up to their end of the court. Thiemann, long three, right wing, no good. Braden Monin gets the rebound for Rushi, throws it back across half court to Filippo. Filippo, right wing, throws a bounce pass on the move to Jordan Meyer, who's into the game, and there is a offensive foul on Meyer.
Correct call.
Now, he got the ball on the run there, Chuck. Took that pass. A little too much momentum, I guess.
Well, that's the problem. You know, you throw him the ball, and he thinks he can get to the basket, but there's two defenders down there. So the pass got him in trouble.
New Bremen with it. They take it across half court. Holman on the left wing. Throws it into the corner to Bambauer, who throws it over, and they're getting the shot is Thiemann. What a great take there, Chuck. That was facing, what, two defenders?
And a tough shot right there, but you talk about keeping your eye on the rim.
Rushi working back down on its end. Monin, right wing, throws it back to Quinter. Quinter dribbles inside from the right side, loses control of the ball. It's off of New Bremen,
yep,
and will stay with Rushi.
It barely touched Holman as it was going out of bounds. And they got Boosie back in the game now. He's got three fouls.
37-35 lead for Rushi over New Bremen with 1:29 left after that last shot.
Yeah, that's a good substitution. They're on defense, so they go ahead and they stick Rindler back in the game, pull Boosie out.
Rushi works the ball in. They push it inside to Quinter. There is a whistle. And it's a New Bremen foul. Looks like it's David Holman picking that one up. And it is. That is New Bremen's fourth team foul of this second half. Rushi now has five. And the Raiders will try to take it in from under their own basket again. Some more substitutions here. You can tell these teams have a lot of depth, Chuck, by the way they substitute throughout this game.
Good inbounds play right there.
And Raiders get it into Fissinger, and he gets a shot to fall. That pushes Rushi's lead to 39-35. A minute 18 and counting left in the third quarter. New Bremen working it back down on its end. Alec throws a pass over in the left corner to Bombauer. Bombauer looks, goes over to Rindler. Rindler with it just inside the left corner. And he throws a pass back out to Wells. Wells goes back out to near half court to Thiemann, who dribbles inside, pulls up, hits a shot off the glass, a jumper from about the free throw line.
The backboard got in the way that time and knocked it in the rim.
39-37, Rushi clinging here. New Bremen trying to make a comeback. Quinter drives inside, puts up a shot for the Raiders, and he is called for an offensive foul.
You cannot get to the rim. You need to keep your head up, your eyes up, and you need to be stopping to pull up. You shouldn't go lower than the free throw line unless you know you've got a shot to the basket.
And that was Rushi's sixth foul. And New Bremen, with 36.2 seconds left, has the opportunity to tie or take a lead, trailing by two.
And if there's six fouls here in the third quarter, four of them were offensive fouls.
Yes, there were a lot of offensive fouls. You're right about that. And New Bremen goes to work here as they'll try to make this a dead heat. Holman has it. The Cardinals throw it inside to Bergman. Bergman goes back outside, and now with it is Thiemann. Far outside the right wing. Thiemann throws a pass inside to Holman and puts up a shot way off. Rushi gets the rebound. They are working it quickly across half court. It was Filippo with it, and he was fouled by Holman right as they got across half court. That is New Bremen's fifth team foul.
Well, you see that a lot because Holman missed a shot badly and he comes out of the other end and fouls.
I have a feeling we are going to be seeing a lot of free throws here that, and when the fourth quarter gets going. Brucci takes it in with 11 seconds and counting left. Monon has it. He throws it over to Filippo, who drives inside, goes back out, right wing. Monon gets a shot. Three-pointer, nothing but net. New Bremen puts up a heaver as the third quarter ends. It's no good.
It's 42 there.
Yes, and they were slow on getting that three up there, but now they do, and that pushes Rushi's lead to 42-37 over New Bremen here on scoresbroadcast.com, and we will stay right here, and we will tell you all about the fine folks at Meyer's Tavern, a great place to eat. Meyer's Tavern is a favorite for the home crowd in Bakken's and those who visit them from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main Street in Bakken's is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. They have a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or full meal. Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. The omelets are popular starters. They have terrific strip loin steak dinners for only $14.50. Meyer's Tavern is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's at 303 North Main Street in Bakken's. We bet you won't find better. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Between New Bremen and Rushi, I am Bryant Billing, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee, who's making a return after about a week and a half or so off.
Yeah, that little pacemaker they stuck in, he seems to be working.
And we are happy to have you back, and what a great game to return to.
It's a good one.
We thought it could be close. Rushi took a big lead early, but New Bremen has battled back in this. Big three by Rushi there at the end of the third quarter to push the lead back up to five as we get going. And New Bremen with it. They're working, going inside and putting up a shot is Bergman. He gets it to fall, and it's now a three-point lead for Rushi, 42-39. Quinter with it. Far out on the right wing. He throws it back in to Monon on the run. Monon puts up a shot. No good. There is Bergman for the rebound. He throws it back to Bombauer, who puts up a three. No good. But there is a rebound and a putback. I believe that was by Thiemann, Chuck.
It was.
So that makes it a one-point game now. 42-41. Rushi on top. 7:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Quinter had it in the right corner, and we have a whistle blown.
Thank goodness we wouldn't want the action.
So that is a New Bremen foul. That will be their sixth. They gave it to the wrong team on the scoreboard. That is going to be their sixth, so Rushi will stay at six themselves here. They mistakenly put it on Rushi, so that will make it even.
6-6.
6-6 with the fouls. They were initially trying to have they were initially trying to have him shoot too, Chuck, but they've got that straightened out, and Rushi will now take it in from under its own basket. Inbounds pass goes to Quinter. He nearly lost it, but regains control. Fires it over to Monon. Monon fires a pass to Filippo. They work it around half court, go back to the top of the key to Quinter, who gets a long three-pointer from probably along the left wing more than the top of the key there. And that pushes the lead to 45-41 with 6:40 and counting left in the fourth. New Bremen working it back down on its end. Thiemann with it. He throws a pass over to Bergman, who was knocked to the ground. He's up now. They have yet to call the foul, or did they, and I missed it, Chuck?
Yeah, he's shooting too.
Okay.
They called it. Well, I don't know who they called it on. The scoreboard's really struggling.
Well, Bergman now goes to the line. His first shot is up. Oh, the rim didn't like him there, Chuck. That looked good, but it rolled out.
Well, and as a coach, if I see that, you stand there and you have no movement. You shoot the ball. You don't be walking towards the free throw line, and you don't be backing up.
The second one also rims out, no good. Rushi grabs the rebound, and it works the ball down the court. 6:24 and counting left in the fourth quarter. The Raiders on top by four. New Bremen's Nick Alec just knocked a ball loose. It goes out of bounds, so Rushi will take it in. And they're getting it at half court is Braden Monin. Monin fires a pass over to Patrick Bowman. Bowman goes inside to Filippo, who puts up a shot. It's no good. New Bremen rebound, and they quickly work the ball back up. And they're getting a shot is...
It's Boosie, and that's his first basket.
It's incredible. He averages 12.5 points per game. Rushi held him scoreless until this mark, 5:57 left in the first quarter. And that basket cuts Rushi's lead to 45-43 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
And welcome back out to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium here in Rushi. The Raiders holding on to a two-point lead, 45-43 over New Bremen, with 5:55 and counting left in the fourth quarter. As Rushi gets the ball in bounds and goes to work with it inside and putting up a shot is Cordonia. It's no good. Rushi gets the rebound. We have a whistle blown. The Raiders fired a pass back out to Fissinger. But the foul came before. New Bremen picks up its seventh foul. And going to the free throw line was Cordonia, Braylon Cordonia. He was the one who was fouled. He had a tremendous first quarter, Chuck.
Yeah, he's got 11 for the game. He had 11 at halftime. He hadn't scored here in the second half. That was not a great shot, but a tremendous hustle play for him to go get his own rebound and get fouled.
First free throw of this one-on-one is up. It rims through. He'll get a second. Now seven fouls for both squads. Bonus all the way around here in Rushi. Cordonier puts up the second free throw. It goes through, nothing but net, and that pushes Rushi's lead back to 5, 47-43, 5:44, and counting in the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
All these games, even though this isn't a league game, now you're starting to play for seeding in the tournament.
Absolutely. That'll be big. Both of these squads have tough sectionals and districts they'll be playing in. Rushi in the Piqua sectional and New Bremen in the Wapakoneta district. New Bremen loses control of it. Oh, but there's Thiemann coming back with it after Rushi had got possession. The Cardinals work the ball over to Alec, who drives inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. He gets his own rebound. They work it back out to Bergman, who drives inside from the right wing and can't get a shot to fall. Rushi gets the rebound, and it goes back to work. Filippo puts up a shot, no good. He got the rebound and went coast to coast, but he was fouled as he shot, and he'll go to the free throw line.
He did a nice job of avoiding the defender, taking it to the side, and then getting the shot up on the rim.
Rushi with the opportunity to extend the lead with Filippo on the line. Here's the first free throw. It's through, nothing but net. Second one is coming up.
They are 10. They are 11 of 13 from the free throw line.
Filippo this season shooting 76% from the line. Second shot up. It's good. His percentage will take an increase after that one. And Rushi happy with the increase in the lead. 49-43 now over New Bremen, who not too long ago had this as a one-point game. Thiemann with the top of the key, dribbles inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's good. And New Bremen calls a timeout. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com. I am again Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Drywall done right is the Riemann way. Yes, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives you your home or business that clean, eye-catching, and professional look. They offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You will benefit from a 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Rushi works the ball back in after that New Bremen timeout. Taking it across half court is Monin. Monin throws it over to Filippo. Filippo near the free throw line goes back outside to Monin. Monin throws to Fissinger. Fissinger throws a short pass over to Cordonier, who goes inside, loses control of the ball. And we have a jump ball call. It's going to stay with Rushi. 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. 49-45 lead for the Raiders over the Cardinals here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yeah, that was a shaky offensive possession right there. Now they've got a shot to go ahead and get another basket here.
Ball is knocked loose after the inbounds pass. New Bremen has it. Bergman takes it across half court. He goes to Thiemann. Thiemann throws it over in the left corner to Alec. We have a whistle blown. Alec had thrown it into Nathan Riddler. It's a travel violation, so Rushi will get it back. Getting ready to take it out for Rushi is Filippo. Had some substitutions there. He throws it into Quinter, and we get back to work.
Riddler hadn't scored either.
Oh, that's incredible. Rushi's defense doing some good work. Riddler averages 6 points and 7 rebounds per game. Rushi with it. Quinter throws a pass inside to Cordonier. Cordonier goes over to Ben Bowman. He had a shot nearly blocked, but he was fouled as he shot. They got it off without it being blocked, and Bowman's going to go to the free throw line. That was New Bremen's. Was that their 10th?
Well, no, he was shooting.
It was a shooting foul, but I...
That was their 9th.
That was their 9th, yeah. Okay. First attempt by Bowman is no good. Second one coming up. Rushi will be shooting 2 free throws from here on out anyway, because The next one will be New Bremen's 10th, and that'll put him in the double bonus. Rushi's 7 fouls itself, although the Raiders have slowed their fouling here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw by Bowman is no good. Getting the rebound was Holman. He nearly went out of bounds with it, but he was able to fire it in off of a Rushi player. And the Cardinals will keep possession, and Holman throws it in to Bergman, who takes it across half court, and the Cardinals go to work. Thiemann drives inside from the left wing, puts up a shot.
blocked by Quinter.
And it goes out of bounds. New Bremen will keep it.
No, the shot was blocked.
And we have a discussion here with the officials about who's going to get possession here. All three come over and huddle. They're going to keep it with New Bremen.
Correct call.
And that was a clear Quinter block right out of bounds.
Well, you can understand the guy under the basket made the call, and he didn't have as good a view as the guy on the outside. So
they nearly lose the ball in the inbounds pass, but coming to save it right across half court near the scorer's table is Holman.
They want it over and back, and that would have been, that should have been over and back.
But now with it is Bergman. Just inside half court, he throws it over to Holman. Holman, right wing, goes back to Thiemann. Thiemann goes back in the right corner to Holman, who drives along the baseline and gets a shot to fall. 2-point game now. Rushi leading New Bremen 49-47 after that Holman basket with 3:01 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Rushi was able to push it back out to 5. But New Bremen has now got back to within 2. The Raiders have it. It was a near travel there by Braden Mana, but he was able to fire a pass over
Cordonier.
To Cordonier, and he gets a nice jumper to fall, and that pushes the lead back to 4 at 51-47, and there is a travel called on New Bremen, so Rushi will get the ball back.
Yeah, that was on Boosie, and I'll tell you what, he's not having a great game.
And that is his fourth foul, I do believe.
They called a travel on him.
Okay. So we'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. 51-47 lead for the Raiders over New Bremen. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bakken's. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccinations from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus is available for $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2, and open from 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. 2:33 left as these teams come out of the timeout. Again, a 4-point lead for the Raiders, who are trying to hold on to this. They had an incredible start, scored the first 10 points, and they led between 8 to 12 points throughout that first half.
I think 12 was their biggest lead, but yeah, they had a double-digit lead most of the first half.
New Bremen has been able to cut into it here in the second half. And they will try to cut into it more, but what won't help them is fouls, Chuck. And the Cardinals just fouled again. That is their 10th. And going to the free throw line for 2 shots is Braden Monin. Rushi has a nice opportunity here to secure the game. Monin puts up a first free throw. It goes. Second one coming up. New Bremen in a difficult situation here, now with 10 fouls, 2:27 left, a lot of time left to play. Second free throw, rattles in and out, so it will stay a 5-point game at 52-47 with 2:22 left. Quick basket back down on the other end, Holman, he gets it to fall. New Bremen got the rebound after that missed free throw and absolutely raced down there. They are putting on a full court press here. Oh, wow, what a steal and layup by Holman. Took it away from Quinter, who fell to the ground. And Holman uncontested there, and that makes it a 1-point game again. And Rushi trying to work it in, but struggling against that full court press. And that is a travel called.
Called a foul.
Oh, they called it a foul on him.
Yeah,
wow, I missed that.
Yeah, it was Quinter, and again, stuck up to put his arm out and shoved off. Rushi bench didn't like it, but that was a correct call.
So that is Rushi's 8th foul. And the Cardinals could end up being at the free throw line here themselves over these last 2 minutes.
5 fouls on Quinter. He's had a pretty good game, and he has to sit.
So So Quinter goes to the bench.
Patrick and Bowman going to check in for him, 6'1 senior.
We saw him a little bit in the first half. And New Bremen now getting ready after the substitution to take it in from in front of its own bench. Coleman will be throwing the inbounds pass. We have some talk from one official to the Rushi bench. Talk is going on. They're sending both.
Somebody in the seats over there giving the official the bad time, and they're going to probably have somebody come over and have a little chat with him, maybe ask him to leave.
We talked about how great the atmosphere is in this gym, Chuck, and the seats are right up on the court on either side, so it does not take much for the officials to hear something, that's for sure. And they are having a conversation. Both teams now back on the bench. 1:56 left in the fourth quarter. Rushi clinging to a lead, 52-51 over New Bremen. Again, the Raiders led by double digits throughout the first half.
That is so embarrassing to be thrown out of a high school basketball game because you can't control yourself against the officials.
Yes, it is. But New Bremen gets it in, and we go back to work here. Bergman throws it over to Thiemann. Thiemann left wing, throws it back to Bergman on the right wing. Bergman goes back to Thiemann. From the top of the key, drives inside, throws a pass back out to Bussey. Bussey throws a pass over to Holman. Holman drives inside with it, loses it. And they're saying it's last off of a Rushi player who was running to grab it, so New Bremen will take possession.
This has been a very tough game. I think they've done a pretty good job. This is a tough game to call.
Yes, it is. Two athletic, great teams. You can tell why both have good records. New Bremen gets it in from the left wing. Thiemann, three, no good. They're fighting for a rebound. Coming away with it is Nick Alleg, and there is a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors New Bremen, so the Cardinals again will have a chance to take their first lead in the game. They have trailed all game long. 1:25 left in the fourth quarter, and New Bremen calls a full timeout, and we will step away here with the Raiders clinging to a one-point lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi leads New Bremen 52-51 with 1:25 left in the fourth quarter. Coming out of a timeout here, New Bremen ball.
Well, Rushi has shot 18 free throws in the game. New Bremen has shot 5.
That's a bit of a difference there.
And again, I think they've caught a pretty nice basketball game. It's just a really physical game.
Yes, yep. And New Bremen works it in. They throw it away. Bounce pass went right to Ross Fissinger, but he's double-teamed. He's able to throw the pass, but Rushi called a timeout before a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com, but nice opportunity there for Rushi to be able to hold on to the ball to try to push this league back up. And again, they led by double digits throughout most of the first half, but New Bremen has been able to cut this down to 1 point here as we head into the final ticks of the fourth quarter. And just a great balanced scoring effort by both of these squads here, Chuck.
Aaron Thiemann has just been outstanding for New Bremen tonight. He's got 17. And on the other side, Braylon Cordonier with a 15-point game.
We're coming out of a timeout now, and Rushi will be able to take it in.
Raiders down to one timeout. Cardinal have two.
The Raiders get it in. With it is Filippo. Full court press by New Bremen. Filippo throws the pass over to Cordonier. Knocked away. They're saying it was last off of Rushi. New Bremen gets it. We have some activity going on.
He doesn't need to get a technical here.
Yes.
That would be bad timing.
Yes, activity at Rushi's bench. Coach Dave Borchers did not like that call. No technical call, though. He's able to back off a bit.
They gave him a warning for being out of the box.
And New Bremen gets it after that Rushi turnover. And driving inside is David Holman, shot off the glass. New Bremen on top for the first time this game, 53-52. That shot came with a minute one left. Rushi quickly now trying to answer, trailing for the first time, 51 seconds and counting. Kissinger has it from the right wing. He throws it back out to Monin. Monin with it, dribbles left side, throws a pass inside to Cordonier, who gets a shot to fall. Chuck, it looked like it was going to fall off the rim. It falls in. Rushi back on top, 54-53 with 31.4 seconds left. We have a full timeout by New Bremen. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you all about Stephen Ted's. Stephen Ted's in Anna is your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. At Stephen Ted's, we service, repair, and sell residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, as well as install. And we offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and T. Burning started Stephen Ted's services in 2002 and quickly built a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. And we'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Stephen Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Stephen Ted's is your local Linux dealer and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. 31.4 seconds left coming out of this timeout. And that last basket by Rushi put them ahead again, 54-53, shortly after New Bremen took its first lead of the game. New Bremen with it coming out of this timeout. They throw it in, and we get to work. Bergman with it. He throws it over to Tiemann. Tiemann on the left wing goes back out to Alec. Alec goes over to Holman. Holman goes inside, and there is a foul called. I believe that was on Sam York for Rushi. And that is who the foul is called on. Going to the free throw line is Holman.
Holman has an 8-point quarter going here in the fourth quarter. He's been tough.
First free throw is up, and this 1-1, no good. They're fighting for the rebound. Rushi comes away with it. New Bremen player had his hands on it, but couldn't come away. And there is a New Bremen foul that goes against Tiemann, the 6-foot sophomore guard. So Rushi will go down the other end 4-2. And again, both teams now have 10 fouls, so we're in the double bonus. 54-53 lead for Rushi with 15.4 seconds left. First free throw by Braden Monin is up. Good, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Blocked by other players on the court, Chuck. I don't know if you had any better angle. Did you see anything on that last play? Second free throw, good.
No, I have not. And it's coming down to what we talked about. New Bremen is missing free throws like crazy.
New Bremen gets the ball in for a couple of seconds before Coach calls a timeout. Coach Corey Stevens, he calls a full timeout. We will stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, a 56-53 lead for Rushi after those last two free throws.
0-for-3 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter. Holman missed the front end of the 1-and-1, and Bergman just missed 2.
And we talked about that big advantage Rushi has had at the free throw line. It just continued there with those two that Monin made. Could make the difference. It will be the difference of the game, no doubt about it, if Rushi holds on to this. But New Bremen has plenty of talented scorers here. Down 3, they definitely could use one after making a ton, an absolute ton in the first half, and they've continued to do well from that aspect.
At three in the third quarter. They haven't made one here in the fourth quarter yet.
We're about ready to come out of this timeout. Again, I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. And be sure to tune in to us tomorrow. We'll have three games, Bakken's and Tri-Village and Flying the Hoop. We're bringing you that coverage from Trent Arena in Kettering. Airtime 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then two games in Fort Laramie's inaugural Martin Luther King Classic and in Springfield Catholic Central. 5:30 p.m. airtime, and then Tiffin Columbian and Fort Laramie, 7 p.m. airtime tomorrow. 3-point lead for Rushi over New Bremen, 12.3 seconds left. Here are the Cardinals taking the ball out after the timeout, 8 seconds and counting. With it is Holman. Holman hands off to Tiemann. He puts up a shot. It's inside the arc. Oh, they call it a three. Off the glass. It's good. I swore he was inside the arc. But it is not my view or opinion that matters.
I think it was a good call. I think it was a three.
And with 2 seconds left, it is now a tie game, 56-56. Well, we saw it overtime in the junior varsity game, and we are now on our way to seeing it here. We'll see what Rushi can draw up in this timeout.
That was Tiemann's 20th point, and a nice time to get it.
Absolutely. A fantastic contest for him. They change it. It's now 3 seconds left, an even 3 seconds. Tie game 56-56. Well, New Bremen has just battled and battled and battled in this game after giving up the first 10 points. Rushi had been able to keep the lead until we got into this fourth quarter. New Bremen took a momentary lead earlier in this fourth quarter. New Bremen grabbed it right back. But now it is a tie game after that great three-pointer. He made that from the left wing. Looked a little off balance, too.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. The kid's a shooter, and they set a nice screen for him. He came off the top. There was a second screen, so that they couldn't go over the top. And he had an open look at the three. That's the last person in the world that Rushi wanted getting a good look on a three.
So Rushi taking it in. 3.1 seconds left they put up there. They get the ball into Monin. Monin fires a pass over to Fissinger. He couldn't hold on to it there. He was in the right corner. The ball bounces off of him out of bounds as time expires. So we head to overtime here in Rushi. Tie score 56-56. An incredible contest here between these two good teams. Again, Rushi entered this one 8-3 overall. New Bremen entered 10-2 overall. This is exactly what you expect when two heavyweights go at it like this. And again, an incredible effort by New Bremen. Give up the first 10 points of the game. They commit a lot of fouls, which led to Rushi hitting a lot of free throws. But despite giving up the first 10 and despite that free throw disparity, New Bremen comes back and ties it here and forces overtime. And again, a terrific performance by Tiemann. He had 7 points in that fourth quarter, and that brings him to 20, as Chuck said a little bit ago.
15 of 18 from the line for the Raiders, 2 of 6, including 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter for New Bremen, and they somehow still tied the game.
So we're getting ready to go to center court here in overtime. Again, 56-56 tie here on scoresbroadcast.com between the New Bremen Cardinals and Rushi Raiders. Teams back out on the court here. 4 minutes on the clock. We'll go to work in overtime. Holman at midcourt to go for the jump ball for the Cardinals. And Braden Monin there for the Raiders. Rushi gets it. Ball goes to Sam York. And the Raiders go to work. Cordonier has it on the left wing. Now with it is Filippo. Filippo goes over to Monin. We have a whistle. Looks like it's a foul inside. And that is David Holman picking up the foul for the Cardinals. And going to the line for the Raiders will be Patrick Bowman.
He has not been there yet tonight for the Raiders.
He's played a little bit off the bench tonight in both halves. He's a 6'1" senior guard.
I think David Homan just fouled out of the game.
He did. That was his fifth foul. So that is a couple of big kids we've had foul out tonight. One on each side. And, of course, Rushi is without Hayden Quinter right now.
Yep.
A big part of their team. Bowman makes his first free throw. Second one is coming up. 3:45 left in overtime. That gives Rushi a one-point lead pending this free throw, which rolls in and out, so it stays 57-56. New Bremen goes back to work on its side. Alec has it, and the Cardinals work it back around to Tiemann on the left wing. Tiemann throws it to Bergman. He backs off near half court. Throws it back out to Bombauer. Bombauer looks and throws it over to Tiemann. Tiemann goes back to Alec. Alec back to Tiemann. Long three. Off the rim. No good. Monin gets the rebound for Rushi. Braden Monin does. He works it across half court. Throws it over to Filippo, who drives inside. Puts up a shot. Gets it to fall as he's fouled.
What a strong play by Filippo that time. He got his arm grab, and he still got it up on the rim. Made the shot.
Filippo's basket pushes the lead to 59-56 with 3:11 left in overtime. And he has the opportunity here to make it a two-possession game with this upcoming free throw. A couple of substitutions for Rushi. And here comes the free throw. Filippo takes his time, fires up the shot. It's through. Nothing but net. 60-56 lead for Rushi over New Bremen. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left in overtime. Bergman gets it across half court for New Bremen as the Cardinals will try to come up with something to get back in this. Tiemann has it right wing. He throws it back over to Bergman. It drives inside, then backs out. He throws a pass over to Busey. And there is a foul called. It's going against Rushi. And that is on Cordonier.
Rushi's got him right where they want him, shooting free throws.
Exactly. Here comes the first shot by Pussy, who gets it to fall.
Wow.
Second one is coming up. Again, we talked in our pregame. New Bremen struggling from the free throw line overall this year, but they definitely needed that one. Here's the second one from Busey. It's no good. They're fighting for the rebound. New Bremen comes away with it. Great tip by Tiemann. He throws it back across the court to Alec, who goes back to Tiemann. Tiemann throws a pass. It is intercepted there by Monin. And then we have a foul called as Monin was trying to work it across half court. So Rushi will head back to the free throw line. And that one went against Nick Alec. New Bremen is without their 6'2" junior guard, David Holman. Rushi is without their 6'2" sophomore guard, Hayden Quinter, both of whom have fouled out. Monin misses the first free throw. Second one coming up.
We don't want to speculate on Zane Shappy, but he's been here this evening, so you're assuming that he's not feeling well. Or he's a big Bengals fan.
He did play last night. I checked that. He had 3 points in the Raiders' victory over Houston. Second free throw by Monin rolls around and falls in. That pushes the lead to 61-57. 2 minutes, 30 seconds and counting now left in this overtime period. Tiemann throws it over to Alec. Alec with it. Throws it over on the left wing to Busey. Busey goes back out on the right wing to Tiemann, who gets a three to fall. 61-60 lead. That cuts it to after that big three. 2:10 and counting left.
This has been worth the price of admission.
Monin has it for Rushi. It's knocked away. They're fighting for it. We have a whistle blown. And it is a foul. It's going to go against Rushi. That was...
The foul was on
Filippo.
Filippo.
Okay, Filippo.
Yep, and then We've got Bergman going to the free throw line to shoot two. He missed his last two.
He'll try to make it here. One ties it. Two will give New Bremen the lead. 2:02 left in this overtime period. First free throw by Bergman is good to tie it. Second one coming up. And both teams in the double bonus. So we will be seeing two free throws for the rest of the game anytime somebody's fouled. Bergman's second free throw goes through, nothing but net. New Bremen on top, 62-61. It's only their second lead of the game. Their first one didn't last long. We'll see if Rushi has a quick answer here this time. The Raiders go to work. Fissinger has it on the left wing. He goes to the top of the key to Filippo. Filippo drives inside, has it knocked away. New Bremen comes away with it. Rindler has it. The Cardinals work it back up court. We have an offensive foul called on New Bremen.
Lucy got way out of control that time and just ran him over.
And that is looking to see how many fouls he had.
I think it was his fourth.
Okay, so he's not out of the game yet, but he does now have four, as does Nathan Rindler. Again, the Cardinals are without David Holman, who's already fouled out. Rushi gets it after that offensive foul, goes to work on its end, trailing by one now. The Raiders work it inside to Cordonier. They move it around, throw it back out to Fissinger. He has it stripped away, and they're coming away with it is Boosie, and we have a whistle blown. Looks like it's a foul on Rushi. It goes against Fissinger. So New Bremen going to the line now. They have the opportunity to extend their lead. Again, they led by 1 point only briefly in the fourth quarter before Rushi took the lead again. But New Bremen was able to tie it. Force overtime. They just took their first lead a little while ago. And now Reese Bussey, the 6'4" senior guard forward combo, is at the line. First one good, second one not good. Rushi gets the rebound. New Bremen on top by two after that split pair of free throws. The Raiders work it around. We have a foul called.
My goodness. They called that offensive. It might have been, but boy, did he take a fall to the ground. That was Braden Bond. And
tough break for Rushi now. They trail by 2 points. They led for almost all of this game, including by as many as 12 in the first half. They scored the first 10 points. New Bremen gets the ball out here with 1:03 left. They're able to get a couple of points or three on this next possession.
Yeah, Braden
it
Mon
could be.
That was his fifth.
That was Braden Mon's fifth. Wow. So a second key Rushi player fouls out. They lost Hayden Quinter in the fourth quarter. So Mon comes out, and they are bringing in Patrick Bowman. It's been our favorite name to say.
Yeah,
as a guy coming off the bench. And he's needed now as the Raiders will try to get the lead back or tie it, but New Bremen gets it out successfully. Rushi in a full court press. Bussey has it. He nearly threw it away, but Tiemann comes back and saves the pass. And we have a timeout called by New Bremen coach Corey Stevens. 54.3 seconds left. 63-61 lead for New Bremen over Rushi in overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I'm Brian Billing, in for Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. New Bremen on top of Rushi, 63-61 here in overtime. It's been a fantastic non-conference game between these two teams. You can safely say that. Just look at their records. Rushi, 8-3 entering this one. New Bremen, 10-2. Again, we will have three games tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM will simulcast Bakken's and Tri-Village, 11 a.m. airtime, Anna and Springfield Catholic Central, 5:30 airtime, Tippett Columbian and Fort Laramie, a 7 p.m. airtime, a busy Sunday on Martin Luther King Jr. weekend here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. New Bremen's been killing time. Rushi wanted a travel there while they were moving the ball around, but it was no good. The Cardinals were able to get the ball to Aaron Thiemann. He hit a shot off the glass to push the lead to 65-61. We have a stoppage in play here.
Yeah, they caught a warned New Bremen from touching the ball after it goes through the basket.
Okay. But that big basket by Thiemann pushes the lead to 65-61. 30 seconds and counting left. Fissinger three. No good on the other end for Rushi, but they grab the rebound. No, they don't. It was a big play there. Who was that? I had some fans blocking from the number.
The shot was taken by Fissinger.
And a great play by his teammate that nearly saved it. I think it may have been Bowman, but again, I was blocked by some fans that stood up. It looked like he saved it from going out of bounds, but they say he had a foot out as he was trying to save it.
And then New Bremen just hit the backboard, throwing the ball in, out of bounds.
So Rushi gets it. They put it in bounds, but there is a quick foul, so they're going to go to the free throw line. They're trailing by four now after that last basket by Thiemann at 65-61.
That was the fifth foul on Boosie.
So he goes to the bench. That's the third New Bremen player we've had foul out. And New Bremen is on top by 4 points. Chuck in a position to still win this game, but these are two huge free throws coming up by Braylon Cordonier.
Well, he is 5 for 5. The young man has looked really good from the free throw line tonight. I hope I didn't jinx him.
If he can make two, that will make it a 2-point game. Here comes the first shot. It's up. It is off. He'll get a second one to try to make it a 3-point game. Again, 22.9 seconds left in overtime. The Raiders trailing New Bremen by four. Second shot. It is nothing but net by Cordonier. 65-62. New Bremen leads. The Cardinals get the ball in to Thiemann. Thiemann throws over to Alec and gets it across half court. The Cardinals trying to eat the clock. It goes down to 14.3 seconds before Rushi fouls. And going to the free throw line for New Bremen is going to be Ben Wells. Again, at the conclusion of this game, we'll have a 2-minute radio station break. 14.3 seconds left in overtime. New Bremen with the opportunity here to push this back to a 2-possession game. Wells' first free throw attempt is off the front of the rim. Second one is coming up.
You could tell he pulled the string. He didn't follow through. He just kind of pushed it up there.
Wells dribbling at the free throw line. Here's his second attempt. Off the rim, no good. Stays 3 points. The gap does. Rushi working it quickly. Back down on its end. Cordonier throws it over in the left wing to Fissinger, who fires up a three. No good. We have a whistle blown afterwards. That brought all of the Rushi fans to their feet.
Yeah. Darn kids.
Yes, we're close. We're behind the scores table, close to the Rushi bench, and that's the JV team there that all darted up. Rushi will get two free throws here, but it's not what they wanted for sure, as they were hoping that three by Fissinger was going to come through. But they have a chance to still stay in it with 2.8 seconds left if they're able to get a steal or New Bremen has some sort of turnover. At the free throw line after the foul is Filippo. Foul was called as both squads were going for the rebound. He made his first. 65-63. We have a timeout called. 30-second timeout by Rushi coach Dave Borchers. We'll stay right here.
I think they're going to talk about maybe missing this free throw on purpose.
Oh, four.
That is a really hard thing to do.
It absolutely is.
Just got to hit the rim.
Yes. Full timeout. We'll still stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. 65-63 lead for New Bremen over Rushi, and just a terrific game between two of the area's best squads. And again, Chuck, what a tremendous comeback by New Bremen. This was a 10-0 game after about the first 3 minutes or so. Rushi was on top. They led by as many as 12 in the first half, stayed on top throughout the second half until late in the fourth quarter, took a lead briefly. Rushi got it back, but they were able to tie it. It was a big three-pointer by Aaron Thiemann that tied
it. He has been tremendous tonight.
And again, that was tied 56-56, and New Bremen has taken the upper hand here in this overtime period. 65-63 lead. 2.8 seconds left in overtime. The teams come out after the timeout. Filippo goes back to the free throw line. And here comes his second free throw attempt. The shot off the rim. He tried to miss it. It goes in off the glass.
Like I said, it's hard to miss a free throw on purpose.
He chucked it two-handed. Obviously was trying to miss. It did touch rim. Unfortunately for him, bounce off the front end of the rim, back off the backboard, down in.
Well, it was about an inch from being the perfect miss.
Yes.
The gate at least would have given him a shot. What bad luck that it went in the basket.
That free throw cut the gap to 65-64. New Bremen got it inbounds, and of course, Rushi fouled them right away. 1.9 seconds left. Alig was fouled. He goes to the free throw line. He just missed his first. Second one is coming up. Mass substitutions here. A couple of players for each squad as they get the lineups they want here. 1.9 seconds left. Rushi will have to shoot quick.
Yeah, somebody needs to tell Chris Weber there's no timeouts. I love to get digs in from 20 years ago on Michigan people.
So Alex, second one coming up now. We're all set. Everything's straightened out. And the second shot, no good. Rushi grabs the rebound. But there's New Bremen. Three defenders back in the backcourt to block him. And New Bremen hangs on 65-64. In overtime, they escape, we can safely say, Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium with a victory. That moves New Bremen to 11-2 overall. Rushi drops to 8-4. A tremendous game here on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 WMVR, TAM FM. And we thank our underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture.com. Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We'll have a 2 minute radio station break coming up, a 2 minute radio station break after this fantastic 65-64 victory in overtime for New Bremen over Rushi. We'll be back right after this here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. We are here after a 65-64 overtime victory for New Bremen over Rushi. A fantastic, fantastic contest between these two squads. Great records from both. Again, New Bremen 11-2 overall now. Rushi drops to 8-4. Those four losses, all to quality squads, that's for sure. We'll have your Clancy's Star of the Games coming up here in a moment, but we want to say thank you to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sporting Goods, and Best One Tire. And now for the stats and our Clancy's players of the game, here's Chuck McVie.
Well, you look at the stats and you wonder how New Bremen won the basketball game. They got out-rebounded 32-19. They got out offensive rebound 10-5. They got outshot from the free throw line 21-6. And they won the basketball game by a point. Individual scoring for New Bremen, they were led by Aaron Tiemann with 25. That kid was terrific tonight. Trevor Bergman had 14, and Nick Alec had 10. All three, those are three in double figures. David Homan scored 8 in the fourth quarter, and he had 9 for the game. Boosie had 4, and Rindler didn't score, and they still won the basketball game. On the other side for Rushi, they were led by freshman Braylon Cordonier with 18. They got 13 from Xavier Flippo, 14 from Braden Monin, and 10 from Hayden Quinter. They had 4 in double figures, and Ross Fissinger was 2 points away from double figures. Clancy's players of the game for New Bremen is an obvious choice, Aaron Tiemann. And on the Rushi side, kind of the same thing, Braylon Cordonier.
Aaron Tiemann and Braylon Cordonier, your Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead. ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
65-64 victory for New Bremen over Rushi in overtime. Just a fantastic non-conference game between these two squads. Again, Rushi drops to 8-4 overall with the loss, while New Bremen improves to 11-2 overall with the victory. Rushi's next game will be Tuesday against Bakken's. Wow.
Doesn't get any easier, does it?
It does not. They got to come back and play just the squad that's currently ranked number one in Division 4.
Is that here or is that Bakken's?
That is here. So okay. The Trojans have to come down here to play. Again, those two teams, because Rushi played in a holiday tournament in Covington over Christmas break, they were scheduled to play back then in between Christmas and New Year's. The game got moved, so they will be playing the Trojans twice over the next month. Tuesday here in Rushi, and then they travel to Bakken's the last Friday of regular season, Friday, February the 11th, to close that out. So the Raiders, like you said, will be having some tough contests coming up, and that's to say nothing of the fact that they also have Versailles and Marion Local in non-conference games before the end of the season as well. But a fantastic one tonight, and Chuck, what you said it perfectly as we summed up the stats. You look at that sheet, you think Rushi had to have won this, right? No. Nope. New Bremen pulls it out in overtime.
Well, you hand those stats to anybody that knows basketball. You don't tell them the final score, and you ask them who won. And I promise you 99% are going to say Rushi.
And as we said, a game that's nice to have on your resume going into tournament voting, which will be happening here in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a great district there in Wapakoneta with New Bremen, Marion Local, and all of those squads. And then Piqua Sectional is going to be just loaded this year. Yep, you've got, besides Rushi, Botkins, Jackson Center, Fort Laramie, all have had nice wins out of the Shelby County League. Then, oh, by the way, you have the undefeated Troy Christian Eagles who will be in that Piqua Sectional as well. So that'll be fun, but I'll tell you what else will also be fun. That is three games tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Be sure to tune in here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM for a triple header. First at Flying to the Hoop at Trent Arena in Kettering, it is Bakken's versus Tri-Village, two state-ranked teams in Division 4. Airtime for that one is 11 a.m. Then we head on up to Fort Laramie for their Martin Luther King Junior Day Classic. It's the first year for this tournament. And you have Anna taking on Springfield Catholic Central, also state-ranked in Division 4. 5:30 p.m. airtime for that one. And we will transition right over into the host Fort Laramie Redskins facing Tiffin Columbian. That game, airtime for that one will be right after the Anna Springfield Catholic game ends, and that should be approximately a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. So, great game. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. For Chuck McBee, I'm Bryant Billing. Final score, New Bremen 65, Rushi 64 overtime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.